This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. For the first 2 weeks of 40 Days for Life, city officials and police in Wilmington, Delaware, threatened the peaceful exercise of free speech with citations and tried to tell participants what kind of speech was allowed and not allowed. Attorneys from the Thomas More Society intervened, and their letter to and response from the Wilmington City Council now provides a public legal rationale and affirmation of the freedom to free speech in this 40 Days for Life. Last week's heartwarming story of Shane, the bucket list baby, took social media by storm, earning hundreds of thousands of followers. Shane Haley was born and lived only 4 hours, yet his parents anticipated that and created and completed a bucket list including everything from baptism to taking their son to the World Trade Center. Yet TV networks passed on covering the tremendously popular and heartwarming story to cover everything from a hawk attacking a drone in Massachusetts to a pony in a UK police station. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. One final note, Saturday, October 11th, was the International Day of the Girl Child. Proponents of the day say abortion gendercide creates an issue both sides of abortion can oppose. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.